Hi everyone, I'm Lok Tukama. That's Irish for how are you? I want to tell you about Ireland today because today is St. Patrick's Day, an Irish holiday. Today is named after St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. He was a missionary in Ireland, and legend has it that he drove all the snakes out of Ireland. For a long time in Ireland, this holiday was very religious. Shops, restaurants, and buildings used to close for the day, but that is changing. Now it is a festive occasion, a chance to have a big party and celebrate Irish culture. Millions of people in Ireland and around the world celebrate with all things Irish and the color green. In the United States, if you do not wear something green on St. Patrick's Day, little kids might pinch you. Also in the United States, cities like Chicago dye their river green. Many people eat Irish food like corned beef and cabbage in the United States, or bacon and cabbage in Ireland, and drink the Irish beer Guinness, which some places also dye green. There are also parades with Irish dancers and music. The one in Dublin is spread over 5 days, but the one in New York is the largest, with 2 million people. I think Irish music is beautiful. Traditionally, the instruments involved in their music were bagpipes, whistles, and drums, although today many Irish folk tunes also incorporate new instruments such as the fiddle and guitar. People sometimes play music at their table in a local restaurant called a pub. You might even see someone playing the spoons. Some songs are sung in Irish, but most people in Ireland speak English. In fact, many important authors have come from Ireland, including 4 Nobel Prize winners: James Joyce, Bram Stoker, Jonathan Swift, and Oscar Wilde. Even though Ireland is a small country, Irish culture is very well known. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated nearly everywhere. Clovers and Celtic harps are easily recognized symbols of Irish culture. From the popularity of Irish-themed pubs and restaurants to modern bands like U2, it is clear that there is something very strong and special about the Irish way of life. If you ever have the chance to visit Ireland, I think you will find it to be a very beautiful and friendly place. La Féile Patrick Sona Dubh, happy St. Patrick's Day, and see you next time.